Blog Talk Radio.
Dr. Faye Maureen Butler, better known as Pastor Maureen, of the Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, 2013 and beyond. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue B and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Welcome to Pastor Maureen's Top of the Morning Weekly Manna Express Show. Thank you for listening in, those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later. I want to acknowledge my friends who are listening across the globe in India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, and the US. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimcotic.org. Good morning. I'm Andisa with Toby Mac opens the show. Here, these announcements. Cedric Wooten Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. That's cedricwootenphotography.com. This month is Women's History Month. I will celebrate Women's History Month with a history moment each Monday, and my guests will be small business owners, Marion Council George of Design of Rage and Trade, Jewel Holtis of Priceless Jewel, Miss Aquila Bailey of Quill Catering, and Miss Virg Capers of Miracle Wear. The release dates for my Bible study manuals have been pushed back to later in the spring. Saturday night, Sunday school with Illinois' First Jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. Empowerment 25. Silver Jubilee, Bishop Frank O. White celebrates the 25th Spring Conference, March 5 through 10th, held each night at Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ, 312 Grand Avenue, Freeport, New York. Speakers include Bishop Lauren Mann, Bishop Jasper Lowe, Evangelist Dorinda Clark Cole, Dr. Edna Lewis, Bishop Michael Hill, Elder Nathaniel Green, and the official address by Bishop Frank O. White, Bishop Frank A. White, both pastors. 21st Spring Conference, the New York Southeast Jurisdiction Pastors and Workers Meeting, March 11 through 15. Highlights include Jurisdictional Institute, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday at 7 p.m., and Jurisdictional Day, Friday, March 15. The meeting will be held at the Salvation and Restoration Church of God in Christ, 1142 Herkimer Street, Brooklyn, New York. Superintendent Tyrone Butler, host pastor and jurisdiction presiding officer. Prophetess Tasha Bastard invites you to the Breaker Anointing Experience. Less of me and more of thee, consecrated, committed, confident in Christ. March 21 through 23 at St. Luke Cathedral, 133-21 232nd Street, Burlington, New York. For more information, call 1-888-879-8171. Bishop Michael Baston, host pastor. It's that time again, and we are going in. Our theme this year is Lord, Enlarge My Expectations. Join us for Prayer Conference 2013, March 21 through March 23 at Zion Cathedral Church of God in Christ. Speakers include workshop lecturer Pastor Nathan Berg, evangelist Joyce Rogers, Bishop Daryl Hines, and host Bishop Frank A. White. Prayer breakfast donation, $20. Save the date. Joyful Noise for a Cause, St. Paul's Benefit Concert in Bushwick, Saturday, April 20 at 5 p.m. Proceeds will go to long-term recovery outreach to Hurricane Sandy victims. More information will be forthcoming. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The Woman Twisting Month figure is Lillian Brooks Coffey. Lillian Brooks Coffey was the second general supervisor of Women Church of God in Christ, 1945 through 1964. Lillian Brooks Coffey was a woman with a great vision. She was one of the greatest leaders and organizers that ever lived. She was the founder of the Lillian Brooks Coffey Rest Home in Detroit, Michigan. Lillian Brooks Coffey is best remembered for her work in 1951 when she organized the Women's International Convention for the Church of God in Christ, which was held in Los Angeles, California. This convention was born through a dream she had of a better way to support missions. Her heart was burdened over the condition of suffering foreign missionaries and their various fields. 100 women rode the coffee train to the convention in 1951. She presided over 14 conventions, 1951 through 1964. Lillian Brooks Coffey still lives with us. Methods change, but principles remain the same. The music playing in the background during the announcements and the Women's History Month moment was The Blood Medley by Pamela Mann. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says men ought always to pray and not faint. That includes everyone, so let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, great is your faithfulness to us this day that we have never seen before. Your word commands us to give thanks in everything, but this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning us. We worship you. There is none like you in all the earth. You are Alpha and Omega. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. Lord, for those in the listening audience that are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us the slothfulness. Forgive us for the sins of the tongue. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives, and we commit our way to you. Lord, we know that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So help us to become effective laborers for you and to recruit others. Order our steps. Let your agenda be our agenda. On today and on this week, I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands, and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the Sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Let my spiritual eyes function with 20/20 vision for understanding, and let my spiritual ears be in tune with your frequency. We thank you for the authority you have given us as believers. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, smear the scene. We overcome every strategy of hell against our lives and let every strategy of hell be exposed and brought to light. Grant unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plots and plans against our lives. In the name of Jesus, I ask that you lift up a standard against any flood the enemy will try to bring into the lives of those listening now. In the name of Jesus, we bind a spirit of competition in the body of Christ. We loose harmony, fellowship, unity, and love. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, we quench every fiery dart of hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, anger, bitterness, and rage. And we release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, we cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit against ministers and ministries. We loot and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, the prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives that the enemy will try to infiltrate. I lose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now, that the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus, cast down the spirit of religion and the spirit of tradition in the church. Release the acceleration, revival, the spirit of truth, and the glory of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Lord, let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, with the blood of Jesus. Lord, use my hands to war and my fingers to fight. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in a spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. May darkness light before me and put it in faith. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, for solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to be good stewards of our spiritual senses. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High. Therefore, I shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, and him will I trust. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that worketh in us, that our ways be pleasing to you in everything we do. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people. Save the unsaved. Now let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching in Jesus' name. Amen. We say yes to your will and yes to your way. After the song, Turn It Over to Jesus by Danny Del Hall, I will deliver the weekly manna message. I am beginning the series, What's in Your Toolbox?
Turn it over to Jesus. Turn it over to Jesus. Hear you.
Let's go to the message. This week, I am beginning the toolbox series, What's in Your Toolbox? Lesson 1, open the toolbox and identify your tools. I will repeat that. Lesson 1 is open the toolbox and identify your tools. Today's learning outcome, identifying the tools in your toolbox. Let's open the toolbox. My proposed definition of the toolbox is our God-given natural, unique gifts and talents within us waiting to be used or sharpened. I am not speaking of spiritual or practical serving gifts here, although the stirring up and exercising of those gifts enhance your natural gifts. God assigns gifts and talents to us. We should use these tools to build the kingdom. What is in your toolbox? Let's open the toolbox by reviewing 4 biblical figures who had special tools and used them to build God's kingdom. The first example, Genesis 4:21, King James Version. And his brother's name was Jubal. He was the father of all such as handled the harp and organ. And Jubal, a succeeding generation's toolbox, was the ability to handle string instruments. The word handle can be interpreted many ways. The second example, Exodus 30-35, New International Version. Then Moses said to the Israelites, "See, the Lord has chosen Bezalel, son of Uri, the son of Hur, of the tribe of Judah. And he has filled him with the Spirit of God, with wisdom, with understanding, with knowledge, and with all kinds of skills, to make artistic designs for work in gold, silver, and bronze, to cut and set stones, to work in wood, and to engage in all kinds of artistic crafts. And he has given both him and Aholiab, son of Ahijamak, the tribe of Dan, the ability to teach others. He has filled them with skill to do all kinds of work as engravers, designers, embroiders in blue, purple, and scarlet yarn, and fine linen, and weavers, all of them skilled workers and designers. From this biblical passage, we observe that God gave Bezalel and Aholiab a unique set of skills, or tools, if you will, to help build the kingdom. The third example, Jeremiah 36:5, King James Version. And Jeremiah commanded Baruch, saying, "I am shut up, I cannot go into the house of the Lord. Therefore go thou and read in the roll which thou hast written from my mouth." In Baruch's toolbox, the ability to write in a precise manner what Jeremiah said was what he was able to do and what God had given him for the kingdom. The fourth example is about Dorcas. Acts 9:39, the King James Version. This is after Dorcas had passed. Verse 39. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he was come, they brought him into the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, and showing the coats and garments which Dorcas made while she was with them. Dorcas had the ability to create and to sew. These were just some examples of biblical figures who had tools and used them for the kingdom. So how do we identify our tools? Let me propose this acronym to help you remember. KISS. Yes, the word KISS. K equals know your family history regarding natural talents and skills. Just think of well-known families who are professional singers, professional athletes, or actors. Those skills were in their toolbox. Jubal, as Genesis said, was the father of all such as handle the harp and organ. I equals in all your ways acknowledge God. God will guide you, according to Proverbs 3:6. The first S, see yourself using those tools. Get the visual in your mind. The second S, sanctify yourself unto God. Consecration is voluntary dedicating oneself to God without reservation. Ian Bounds said it like this: it is a separation of oneself unto God, a devoting of all that he is and has to sacred use. Scripture reference, Leviticus 20:7. Let's review lesson 1 in the toolbox series again. Open your toolbox. Read again the 4 examples used and consider what unique God-given abilities they had. Remember the acronym KISS. Know your family history. In all your ways, acknowledge God. See yourself using tools and sanctify yourself. Next week, the series continues, learning to use the tools in the toolbox. I hope you were blessed by the message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word in this morning. That someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Teach us to work with the specific tools you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen. So we are so glad that you've been listening in, and we hope you join us again next week for the continuation of the Toolbox series. So remember to open your toolbox and begin to think about the tools and unique gifts that God has given you. Momentarily, we'll be going to the Spotlight Is On You segment. And as we announced before, we will be celebrating small women business owners. Our spotlight today is Ms. Marion Council George of Designer Braids and Trades. And as we wait for her to call in, we will listen to some music. Hello, this is Pastor Maureen. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning. This is Marion Council George calling in. Thanks so much for asking me to call.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on, Miss Marion Council George. And to the listening audience, Marion is a dear, dear friend of mine. So, Miss Marion Council, tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a natural hairstylist. I've been styling natural hair for over 26 years. I started when I was about 10 years old. I'm, you know, way older than that now. But I'm a self-taught hair braider from the age of 10. And I opened up a business 26 years ago called Designer Braids and Trade, which our pastor this morning is a very supportive client. I appreciate all the years that you have allowed me to service your hair. I started out as a dream of wanting to do something creative, something that I liked, and something that would give me an income to sustain myself. And I would like to say I've been blessed to do hair for so long that it has allowed me to put my daughter through private school from age 6 up until, you know, she was able to go complete high school and on to college. And so it has been a very supportive business for myself.
Yes. So can you tell the audience, can you mention maybe one or two obstacles you encountered in, you know, kind of being able to sustain your own business over the years?
Okay. Well, obstacles do come up. However, you and I, we're praying women. We're women of faith. And, you know, when something comes up, we just kind of keep it moving. I've been blessed to have been at the same location for 20 years and 8 months. And then it was located on Fulton Street in Brooklyn, New York. And as the neighborhood changed with the Barclay Center, the one obstacle that really sticks out is, you know, my rent increasing. It doubled after I had been there for 20 years. So my small obstacle was to find another place economical to continue my business and some place close by within the area where clients wouldn't have to go too far to find me. So that small obstacle of finding another location to service my clients was there, but I didn't let it stop me. So
once I
closed my physical doors, I've been sharing spaces with other like-minded stylists, and it's been going well.
Now, can you also tell the audience, let me mention this, because actually my man a message today was on a tool that we have and how some tools are within certain families. I want the audience to know that Marion did train her nieces and her daughter how to braid hair, so it really has stayed in the family for a couple of generations. But can you tell them how you've expanded? I know you are in Delaware, and you did have a business in Virginia, so you sold it. But tell the audience a little bit about that.
Okay. So I've had many young people work alongside me, and I've trained them and taught them my skill. I had one particular young lady who started out as a customer and who admired my craft so much that she wanted to do a duplicate type of business in Virginia, and we did that for 3 years. I also, like Maureen said, trained my nieces and my daughter. I still have one niece that continues to work with me to support the family business. My other daughter and niece, even though they still have the skill, they work somewhere else. But the business really started with me training them, and they have been with me for at least 13 years before they branched off.
And they did some other things, yeah. Well, you know, I want to really appreciate you for coming on today. I'm celebrating Women's History Month, and I wanted to honor a lot of small business women, you know, business owners like yourself who have kind of been there for 20 or more years, who have kind of made it. Like you said, you were successful, but I do appreciate you. And yes, to the audience, I am one of her clients. I've been a client for a long time, and if you all want to see some of her work, you can certainly go to my Facebook page and see some of my professional photo shots. Marion, can you tell the audience how they can get in touch with you or reach you if they wanted to make an appointment?
Okay, they can call me by cell phone, 718-783-9078. That's 718-783-9078. I also have a web page, www.designerbraids.net. Also, like Maureen said, I work at two locations, one in Brooklyn, New York, one in Middletown, Delaware. Just call me. I work by appointments, and I can work on beautifying and enhancing what you already have on your crown.
Ah, thank you so much. As I sometimes affectionately call her, Marion. Thank you so much for coming on this morning. We appreciate you, and we'll see you again, and I'll certainly see you at the end of the month. But talk to you soon, and take care.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed day.
All right, bye-bye. We thank Ms. George for being a guest on the show, and we pray for her continued success. And as I said, I am one of her clients, and if you are friends with me on Facebook, you can certainly go to my Facebook page to see some of her work. Please feel free to submit any prayer requests via our church website at www.urimcogic.org. We pray for your request on Thursday nights and Sunday morning. Again, our address to the church is 790 East 51st Street, Brooklyn. The schedule of services on Thursday at 6:30 p.m., come as you are, straight from work. Tired after a long day? Come and be lifted. Are you in despair, depressed, or down? Come to the gathering place, restoring the watch of the Lord Prayer, led by yours truly, Pastor Maureen. It is 30 minutes of fire. We also serve light refreshments while they last. On Sunday mornings at 9:45 a.m. in Sunday school, our worship celebration is at 10:45. And if you come to Sunday school, you get a treat, some of my famous banana bread. Next week, my guest on the Spotlight segment will be Ms. Jewel Holton of Priceless Jewels as we continue to celebrate Women's History Month. So until then, this is Pastor Maureen signing off. Goodbye, world. Take care. Be well. God loves you, and so do I. Until we meet again, as Twyla Parrish takes us out singing Days of Elijah, and then our benediction, Just a Closer Walk with Thee by Sweet Honey in the Rock.
We are the voice in the desert, crying, prepare. again.